Who knew? Emergency room doctors can jam? You're listening to BATH, that's A-T-H, a group of docs from St. Mary's Hospital in Athens. They're jamming at the 40 Watt Club, at a benefit concert for Nucci Space, the nonprofit that helps musicians with mental health issues.
So we've done really well. We've gotten, we've won it a few times and gotten audience favor and judges favor and so forth. But I am the worst person in the band, I promise you.
That's Dr. Ernest. Yep, that is his actual last name. Lewis Ernest is the emergency department director for St. Mary's and for Good Samaritan Hospital in Greensboro. The band is one way these doctors build camaraderie. As ER director, Dr. Ernest has made changes that have reduced the time patients wait for care. He's helped redesign check-in so that the staff triage patients when they walk in.
So patients will come into the department this way, and the nurse tries to get a fairly quick assessment of how sick the patient is or how many resources the patient might need. And they decide, really, are they a vertical patient, meaning they can sit in a chair, or are they a horizontal patient, which means they need a bed.
But it's not just the patients who need care. Dr. Ernest looks after his team of physicians, too. Emergency physicians work fewer hours than most of us, but their shifts vary throughout the month. The emotional and physical stress and the burnout are high. By one estimate, their burnout rate is higher than anyone in or outside the medical field.
People come in from everything to an ingrown toenail to being shot in the head. You know, they come in for heart attacks and strokes and belly pain, chest pain.
You get the idea. Dr. Ernest has made sure the ER has enough staff on duty to meet the needs of patients without overwhelming the staff. And he's created a sabbatical program for the 12 doctors on his team. They're offered 1 month a year, with pay, to pursue life outside the emergency room.
What we've really done in the last few years is really kind of solidify our values. And, you know, our values being really high-quality patient care, group camaraderie, and career longevity. And we filter all of our decisions through that value system and trying to make sure we're promoting those sorts of things. So, for instance, high-quality patient care and career longevity, it's really important that we have the right number of docs here during the day so that when you're leaving your shift, you're feeling fulfilled and you're not feeling drained. If you're walking out feeling drained because you felt overwhelmed and you didn't have enough backup, that's a real problem and you're going to burn out. And your career, instead of being a 30-year career in emergency medicine, is going to be a 12-year career, and then you're going to go work in urgent care. And, you know, I want to be practicing emergency medicine in my late 50s and 60s. And to do that, it needs to be a marathon. It doesn't need to be a sprint.
His colleagues say he's compassionate and passionate. Here's Dr. Neil Priest.
He's progressed, constantly thinking of what's the next thing, what's the newest thing that could make patients' lives better, and then also the staff. Yeah, including the doctors. These are all things that he spends a lot of time thinking about.
The Georgia College of Emergency Physician named Dr. Ernest this year's State Emergency Department Director of the Year.
I mean, this is a really special job. You get to be involved in some of the toughest moments in people's lives, and you're shepherding them from a place of pain and fear to one of comfort and action. And you want to walk out of these doors feeling like you want to feel fulfilled because you made a difference in a lot of people's lives.
Sometimes when a job's that intense, you need to chill out, or as the song says, you need cooling. Rock on, Dr. Ernest. For WUGA News, this is Allison Salerno.